Let's talk about Trump and vaccines and Alex Jones. Now, I'm Mike Adams, and I voted for Trump twice, as did most Americans, by the way. But just want to disclose this. I'm also a fill-in host for Alex Jones from time to time when he asked me to come in and host, and I'll do my own thing. And Alex never tells me what to say or what to cover at all. He trusts me to bring in whatever is interesting and important, and that's what I do. I bring my microscope there into the InfoWars studio. Now it seems like a regular thing, so I enjoy doing that. Anyway, Alex recently strongly criticized Trump and said, hey, Trump, you got to denounce the vaccines. You know, you pushed Operation Warp Speed. And he said essentially that Trump is part of this genocide against humanity because of all the people being killed by these vaccines. Now, Alex took a lot of heat for that. I mean, a very sharp reaction. He even talked about it publicly, where a lot of the Trump supporters and the top people around Trump were telling Alex, I believe they were telling him, I don't have any super secret information, but this was all public. They were telling Alex to, you know, reconsider that or back off of that. I mean, Trump is doing such great work. They said Trump's getting a lot of pro-America slash America first candidates elected, which is true. You know, Trump endorsement is like golden treasure in politics today. If you get a Trump endorsement, your chances of being elected are about 90%, something like that. So yeah, Trump is backing a lot of great candidates. But I'm here to say, and I think I can bring an independent opinion on this because I don't owe Trump anything and I don't owe Alex Jones anything either. I greatly respect his network and his efforts and so far, but you know, I'm not on his payroll. I can speak freely. That said, Alex Jones, in my opinion, is absolutely correct about all of this. And Alex Jones is the one who has the principles here. The principle is that it's not right to promote something that's killing people. And as Alex said correctly, in my opinion, the data are clear. This vaccine is killing people. It is not safe. It is not even effective. It's not stopping infections. It's not saving lives. It's destroying lives. It has probably killed anywhere between 5 and 12 million people worldwide, and at least 600,000 Americans dead because of this vaccine. And frankly, Trump bragged about Operation Warp Speed and bragged about working with Big Pharma and even used the military to distribute the vaccine. And to this day, Trump won't come out and apologize for his role in pushing these vaccines that have killed, frankly, 12 times more Americans than the entire Vietnam War. So Alex is 100% correct on this issue. And it is Donald J. Trump, with as much good that he has done and how much the globalists hate him, which, you know, tells us important things about Trump actually fighting for humanity on so many fronts. But this vaccine issue is, this is a showstopper. And I'm on the record even saying that I will not support any candidate that supports the vaccines. Just 100%. So if that means that Trump is running for president, I will not support Trump unless he denounces these vaccines. And I think that's the position of Alex and frankly, a lot of people in independent media. Now, if Trump has DeSantis on his ticket, well, then I'm going to support that ticket, but it's mostly because of DeSantis, not Trump. And this is what Trump's people need to realize is that, yes, America is waiting and ready for Donald J. Trump to come out and say, I apologize for my role in pushing these vaccines. And, you know, he can say I was lied to, because he was lied to. He was deceived by Fauci. He was deceived by Pfizer. He was deceived. And he thought he was doing the right thing, but they fed him the wrong information. So it's not his fault. But why double down on the genocidal evil? Why is Trump still close to Pfizer? Why did Trump's inauguration take millions of dollars from Pfizer? And why can't Trump see with clarity now? Why can't he see what Robert Malone can see or what Steve Kirsch can see or what Dr. Peter McCullough can see, that these vaccines are killing people by the millions worldwide? And that is not acceptable. Trump needs to own up to his role in falsely or mistakenly believing the false science that was peddled onto him by people like Fauci and Walensky at the CDC. And heck, even the CDC, Walensky has come out and said that basically the CDC failed. And what she's really admitting is that the CDC lied. The CDC was a total fraud from day one on this whole thing. And now the CDC is asking for more money and more power to correct their mistakes. Give me a break. You know how you correct the CDC? Defund it. Make their budget zero. Say, bye-bye, send them all home. Bye-bye, Walensky. Go find a real job in the real world. You're nobody. You're nothing. You're a disgrace to America. That's what Trump should be saying. And he should say that about Fauci and Birx and Walensky and all the others that were pushing these vaccines from day one. Because you can't get away from the fact that Donald J. Trump, even though he won the 2020 election, no question about that, they stole it from him. They rigged it with the mules and everything else. But Trump was misled. He made a mistake, and he hasn't yet walked it back. He hasn't apologized for it yet, and he needs to. And otherwise, I don't think that Trump will have enough support to make a real run for the presidency in 2024. And frankly, right now in my mind, when I'm looking at people who get things done, it's DeSantis. Nobody is getting more things done than Ron DeSantis. And DeSantis knows how to navigate the bureaucracy, which Trump did not understand. It's not his fault. Trump came from the business world, and he's a genius in the business world. But the bureaucracy world is a lunacy world, and it takes a special kind of person to be able to figure out how to navigate that. I can't do it, but DeSantis can. DeSantis, if he is in the Oval Office, he will get things done that Trump cannot get done. And DeSantis is not swallowing the big pharma lies either. And he's not swallowing the critical race theory BS and the transgenderism BS and all that. Whereas I feel like Trump is trying to be too popular. Like he's trying to be okay with everybody. He's pandering to a lot of the evil corporations. DeSantis, at least my sense is that DeSantis isn't that way. DeSantis is going to tell you what he thinks. He's going to stand on principle, even if it pisses off powerful corporations. So right now, in my mind, DeSantis has my vote. Obviously, things can change over the next couple of years. If DeSantis is together with Trump, then I'm going to vote for that ticket because of DeSantis. But I'm still going to openly and publicly criticize Trump, exactly as Alex Jones has been doing. And Alex is 100% correct. And by the way, it's to Alex's credit that he doesn't just jump on some bandwagon because it's politically popular. When Alex speaks, no matter what you think of what he's saying, whether you agree or disagree, or you don't like his style, or you love his style, whatever, you can rest assured that Alex isn't playing the numbers and testing which way the wind blows. No, Alex is going to tell you what he thinks straight up. It's raw. And there's a lot of value in that. When you hear Alex say something, you know that that's what he thinks. He's not trying to position himself for something. You know, he's not running little secret polls in the back room to find out, what do people like? And I'll say that. No, he's never done that. He never does that. And that's frankly refreshing these days. I don't want somebody to represent us in Washington, D.C. if, frankly, I mean, even if the United States of America exists by that time. But I don't want somebody who just wants to be popular, wants to be liked. And that's how you end up with Justin Castro Trudeau. This is the worst freaking globalist moron loser that you could ever possibly imagine. You know, I feel sorry for the people of Canada. Trudeau wants to be loved by everybody, and so actually he compromises on everything. No, I want somebody who does the right thing, even if it's unpopular or polarizing, and that's Ron DeSantis. So right now, my opinion, DeSantis 2024, if we even make it to that point, which is somewhat doubtful given the rising tyrannical regime and whether or not we're even going to have midterm elections. But anyway, we'll see what happens. That's my take on things. Welcome your feedback. And feel free to post your own views on all of this on the platform that I built so that you can do that. It's called Brighteon.com. And you're welcome to speak your mind. Maybe you hate DeSantis and love Trump. Maybe you love Ipatch McCain, for that matter, and you want to talk about Ipatch McCain as our savior. Yeah, guess what? You can have free speech too. Just record your video, post it on Brighteon.com. I'm not going to censor it. That's up to you. All right, thanks for listening. Feel free to share this video and check out my website, naturalnews.com. God bless you. God bless America, more importantly. And take care, everybody.